it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I'm starting to put together a few things in my life. This is really weird to talk about.
Are you having an epiphany?
I don't think I am. I'm having an epiphany. Okay, maybe.
Are you having an epiphany? No, I'm having an epiphany.
No, well, here's the thing. A long time ago, I met this guy. He's a winemaker. And we were like in a loud environment or whatever, and we're talking, and he's like, I'm making him laugh, and he's a friend of my buddy Chad.
I know you said a long time ago, but can you be specific?
Yeah.
Probably 6 years ago.
Okay. Great.
Thank you. And he's talking, and he's like a savant. He's like a genius winemaker guy. Like he runs several of the major wines in Napa. Okay. But we're talking, it's the first time I've met him, and he's like, I've heard you're into wine or whatever, and we're talking, I'm being funny, I'm being goofy or whatever, and then he finally goes, I like you, you're funny, I can tell you have the darkness. And I was like, I have the,
what? That feels like something that, like, Ozzy Osbourne might have said. Do you
right,
like,
so, I love you, I tell you have the
I was thinking the darkness. The darkness. I believe in a thing called love.
Oh. Let's rock that tune right now.
That is a great, weird music video.
But, yeah. What is that? Like, first off, have you ever?
No.
Do you? Okay. Do you guys find me to be?
Dark?
Yeah.
Humor?
Yeah.
Humor, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But not like conniving.
No.
No, I never consider anything evil about you. Like, darkness implies evil. I don't know another word. Evil. Like,
also, let me just say this. That also implies that he's evil.
Because he can spot it.
Yeah. And right. He's like, and he thinks I'm so evil that we can be, it's like Mussolini walking up to Adolf going, I see what you're going to do. Like, what?
What a crazy thing you just said.
You know what I'm saying? But like,
yeah. But if you put the four of us in a room, which we are, wouldn't you say you are the darkest?
No.
Oh.
Aaron, by a mile.
Yeah.
We've had conversations with our bosses recently where it's like, don't let Aaron go on the roof anymore because she just walks up to the edge and goes, come on, gust of wind. She's like got a weird.
Yeah. Aaron is evil.
kind of.
ChatGPT does say that it's the darkness could also be like self-destructive patterns and trauma and grief. And that's why I asked specifically when this happened, because that probably was around your marriage really ending.
Yeah, but it wasn't, I don't think, yet.
So maybe he was picking up on Slacker, like overcompensating or like covering something.
You don't think I was? Okay, but I just want to, okay, just to fast forward to where we are right now. Then recently, a couple weeks ago, I met a bunch of friends at a golf thing. And when I walked in the room, my buddy Josh was sitting next to somebody. I shouldn't have said any of that part.
Yeah, you shouldn't have said her. No, you should have just said, I walked into a room where my buddies were.
Okay, anyway, and the woman sitting next to him said, who is that guy? He's very dark. He has a dark energy to him.
That is very specific. Yeah. That's more than just the darkness. A dark energy is like...
Any of these? Not good.
But do you... I don't consider you guys to be... non-seers of darkness, so how come you guys haven't noticed it? Like, don't you think you would... Like,
I mean, I wouldn't say you're a pink aura.
Do you believe in that thing?
I kind of do. I really want us to go get those photos where it shows like
the
orb.
I do too. I've never done it.
Is there someplace we can... Is there if you're an aura person, can you just text in right now? We'll come to your... Can you come in here? Like 303-222-5423. Is this a real...
It's a real thing.
They take a picture of you. Like, and you're saying mine would be like Pigpen. I would just have this like, whoa.
I'm wondering if yours just wouldn't show up because you're usually against a black background.
Oh.
Do you really believe that?
Turn out the lights.
I don't know much about it. I've done it once. This was like 10 years ago, so I literally don't remember it. But wouldn't that be interesting if two people claimed your darkness and then the aura person is like...
Yeah, we need to test it for sure.
But then you guys, I'm sorry, it would say a lot about the people in this room too.
How?
How dumb you are to not notice what a dark human I am
and that I'm just here to
eat your young.
Like, you're not. What?
Yeah. You right. keep saying we haven't noticed.
I asked you if you've noticed.
Yeah. But what is it? Are we also, would we all have a color and it means something different? Like, I've never done it before either.
Yeah.
So if I showed up as blue, that would, in theory, mean something about
me. One of our old coworkers made me do a color thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then it's more than one color because it kind of goes from like orange to
like
red to pink.
Or,
yeah, exactly.
And like, does it shoot up on some people or does it shoot up on everybody?
I don't know.
Shoot up.
Like, does it go
boom?
Is it radiating? Do some people have a close in aura? I don't know.
That probably means something.
What if none of us have aura?
No, there's absolutely no way.
We have to have an aura unless I'm eating all of your auras. My darkness is just like, because like Aaron was saying, you think Erica's fixed her aura or something.
She does, yeah. Well, because I said I would love for us to all do the aura thing. I feel like we're all carrying a little bit of darkness, but Erica does seem lighter today. She escaped.
I'm just really tired.
The Slacker Show.
Alice 105.9.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.